You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
Oh, welcome one, welcome all. This is a gala event this week. We come to you live on Monday afternoon pre-show. And Sully's still in an alcohol-induced coma from his birthday weekend. And it's good he's not here because we have to have a conversation about him. We're going to get into just how atrocious his haircut is. We will then have a week from today, a little bit of a chance for us to all sound like fool asses as we do the NBA free agency week from today. Where will these players be? And then YouTube claimed another victim, me, the wormhole, wasting time on it. And also, Roberto will be eating ribs live on this podcast because I gave him ribs and he decided he wanted to bring these in during the taping. So you may hear some rather moist noises. It's all of that and more on Always Aggravated next. All right, so it is Monday afternoon time of taping. And as much as I want to get to the NBA and I want to get to the YouTube wormhole I fell down, we have to start out with this. Sully not here. He had a big birthday weekend from all accounts. I actually spoke to someone who went out with him this weekend, just completely drunken behavior, debauchery. But I wanted to bring this up because I feel like, and I don't know who cut Sully's hair, I feel like they've been doing a very bad job lately. And it got me and Roberto thinking about something that even when Roberto had hair, or me currently, and David, I don't know what the rules are for you, but can you ever tell your barber they did a bad job? Like, I have left haircuts before and gone, oh boy, I think he fucked this up pretty good. But like, I don't have the heart to go, yeah, you know, I've been seeing you for 5 years. Yeah, you did a shit job
today.
You're
off your game.
Well, plus, there's nothing they can do. What, are they going to knock $5 off the cut or $10
off the cut? What's done is done.
What's done is done. I now have to live with it. And this is the point. Sully's hair has been a disaster the last month.
Oh, no.
No, it has. And we have to cut the shit. We had to do this without him here because he would get all defensive and upset. But I'm being serious. Can you tell your barber, bro, you just fucked up my lid?
I don't think I've ever done it.
When was the last time you received haircuts?
Oh, God. Probably... I don't know. It's been so long.
I was going to say, were you back when the Flowbee was a thing?
But you know what would always happen? David and I were talking about this earlier, is that I would go to barbershops and there would be like the guy that I really liked would be there, you know, younger guy, cut hair great, consistent. And then there'd be like the 90-year-old guy who was just like, you know, out of his mind, didn't know what he was doing anymore.
You know what's a funny story? It was the same kind of thing in my hometown. So there was a little barbershop, right? And the two, this is like out of central casting, but the two barbers, there was only two, was Nikki and Tony. And on the left side was Nikki.
Yeah.
With Notre Dame stuff all over his cubicle or barbershop area. And on the right side was Tony, who had a Burt Reynolds mustache. It was Dan Marino memorabilia top to bottom. Now, when I would go in, it wasn't personal. I didn't dislike Tony. I don't know if the skills were any different on the left side or right side. I always hoped to get Nikki. And they didn't take appointments. You would walk in. There would be a pile of magazines, probably three or four other guys who look out of a lot of central casting for Goodfellas. And you would sit there on a Saturday morning and wait for your haircut. Mm-hmm. And you'd start doing the math on, okay, well, Tony's almost done with his cut. Now, Nicky's just starting his.
Your
next
brain,
guy is going to go over here. But I, as an adult, it matters more. Let's face it. As a kid, who gives a shit? Really? None of us had fashion haircuts. I was getting $7 haircuts.
Well, yeah, speak for yourself. I had fashion haircuts as a kid.
Bullshit. Yeah, and the haircut you rock now is called the Durant. Yeah, your bald spots in the same place.
When I was,
cut it out.
When I had hair, sometimes I was telling David, I would go to salons sometimes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, where there'd be a lot of good-looking women.
You gotta
I trusted their vision.
You got to go where your guy or gal goes. So my point to you is, as adults, we make appointments for haircuts, not available as kids.
Yes.
So Sully is no excuse. Sully can choose who cuts his hair. The problem is, something changed about a month ago. Have you guys noticed he's got like a shark fin coming off the back of his head? Like it's like a triangle that curves around. So like imagine what Sully looks like when he wakes up with no product in his hair.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
He's got to look like a troll doll. So who's doing this to him? And then who's telling him this looks good?
I don't know.
We need to fix this.
Well, I don't know who's doing this. I don't know why he made this decision, but
it's bad.
It's gotta be what society is doing today. Because he likes to be influenced by social media. So it's got to be something that is going out in social media with the young people.
But
that
then he needs
just
plugs. He needs plugs now.
I agree.
You can't order everything off the menu. It's like if you have a gluten allergy. I'm sorry. You can't have the pizza tonight.
Yes.
You're going to have to go a different direction.
I wish I would have done it.
Well,
I tell him every day.
Listen to me. So have you ever told your barber he did a shit job?
I've never had a bad haircut since I've been an adult. I've
no,
never had
you
a bad
said that
haircut.
You had a guy that used to that screwed you up a couple times.
Oh, I was a kid,
right?
Yeah, I was a kid. A guy would scrape and scratch my head up. And one day I went to the barbershop and he wasn't there, so I went to the other guy. Never went back to the other guy.
Now that's do you make an appointment with the same guy?
Right now, yes.
So you don't wait in line and reading Sport magazine.
Nope.
You have an appointment. You walk in. You're good.
Yep. That's how it works.
Roberto, did you ever tell your barber I did a bad job?
No, I never had the balls to do that. But I do remember, speaking of magazines,
wow.
I do remember there was a place by my house that it was a barbershop where they kept, like, coffee table would be Hustler, Penthouse,
Stop
Playboy.
It.
At the barbershop?
Are you kidding
swear
me?
To God.
What world is this?
No, it was weird.
Oh, my God.
What kind of barbershop did you go to?
My brother used to always go there, but I was always weirded out by that, so I didn't go.
What the hell was this place called? Better you don't say it.
Yeah,
right. So, all right, here's the situation I find myself in.
An 8-mile strip.
This is my problem. So I went to the Belmont Steaks a few weeks ago. My guy canceled on me because I like to get a haircut before I travel.
Oh,
you want to get your shit right. I went and got a haircut in New York. Now, again, this is not a personal shot. I love my guy. But I did a little research. I hit the Google on the airplane. All right, I'm going out to Belmont. Give me some haircut options in the Belmont area.
That's gutsy. That's really gutsy.
I'll tell you what, though. There was a place, a nice place, too. They do shaves, beard trims, the whole bit.
Okay.
Didn't find the pricing offensive. I go, all right, well, listen, I got to trust it. Okay. You give me a 4.8 rating, I'm going to go, all right, fuck it. Mm-hmm. So I go and I get the deal done. Because, you know, you're at an event, you're going to get pictures taken.
Right.
And God forbid the wife wants to frame something up. I don't want to hate the way I look. So I go, the best fucking haircut I ever got.
Get out of here.
Best haircut I ever got. This dude was a nutcase. I mean, this guy's level of perfection with what he was attempting to do with my hair, I go, holy shit. So here's the problem. Uh-oh. I'm due to go get a haircut this week.
It's not going
to
be as good.
No, well, here's the problem. What do I tell my guy? I go, can you do it like this guy? Well, wait, you've been seeing me for 5 years. You didn't say shit.
Yeah, right.
The way I'm going to position it is, look, man, you canceled. I went to another state and got a haircut rather than go to somebody else around here.
Yep.
Now I need you.
Yeah.
To go this way. The problem
I think
is.
That's all right.
Yeah, the problem is, though, their techniques are two different things. This guy was doing some voodoo shit.
See, that's the thing.
This guy was doing I don't know my elbow from my asshole when it comes to how to cut hair, but this guy was doing shit on me that my guy's never done to me.
My. You got to take a picture, though, right? You got to take a picture.
Yeah. I got pictures
to your barber.
I got pictures from Belmont Weekend.
You
got
to show them.
Yeah.
I need my shit to look like this.
You got
to
show him. And if he doesn't get it done, then you just got to travel.
He's
going to
divorce
every
me. He's going to divorce me. I can't tell this guy you're substandard.
Oh, that's a rough one.
You're telling somebody who takes a razor to your neck.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
You didn't do a good job.
That's
like telling your wife she looks like shit in an outfit. You can't say that.
She can't cook.
Right. Exactly right. Hey, did you like the birthday dinner I cooked for
no.
you?
No.
Oh, no, not at all. Flavor was all wrong. Yeah, what do you do? I can't tell my barber that way.
Yeah, he has all the control. You're exactly right about all the control because he has that razor right at your neck.
So, quick note. Sully's going to find out. Oh, you know what this will be? This will be proof if Sully actually listens to this podcast. No. But I do think we should talk to him about this. I think his hair has gone it's taken a turn for the worse. And the fact is, he's losing more of it, more of it, more of it.
Mm.
He's got.
You got to get it. You got to get the transplant.
He'll get it together.
Dude,
get
I've
it.
Offered. I told him, I'll go to the sales staff. I'll get him plugs. Like, I can make this happen. He could be in a Bosley video or whatever. Sully coming out of the pool, flipping his hair up. This was great for me.
Right.
But I don't know. But
see if
what he's doing now, this can't continue.
When you contact the sales staff, see if they can throw in a toupee for me, too.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you're way too far gone. They'd have to pull every hair out of your ass and put it on top of your head for you to have a full boat.
I need a toupee that had, like, buttons on it, snap buttons.
The rest of Roberto's body would be hairless just to cover his scalp. All right, well, listen, want to get away, relax, and just simply have a good time? How about the D Las Vegas? Everything you need, the D completely renovated. You can enjoy all the comforts of a beautiful Vegas hotel without spending a ton of money on the room. And the best part, they got a ton of brand new things going on, including Circa Sports at their sister casino, the Golden Gate, right down the street. Again, Circa Sports mobile app, you can download it now. Accepting entries into the Circa Sports Million Pro Football Contest. 1.5 million guaranteed. No rake. Guys, sports betting the way it used to be. And the D Sports Book, it's open. Just a few days ago. Had the grand opening. Ready to rock and roll. Go to circasports.com, thed.com to book your stay. The D Las Vegas. And oh, by the way, check out their fantasy football draft parties. Check out thed.com for details on those. It's the D.com, the D Las Vegas. It's your home for sports in Vegas. So, David, a week from today, and as I said, we come to you on a Monday afternoon here. A week from today, June 30th, free agency will be open. So you have a list.
Yes.
I'm invariably going to get a bunch of these wrong. Roberto, you're probably going to hear Roberto's lips smacking goodness. I spent 7 hours of my Sunday smoking ribs yesterday.
Eating here.
You can do whatever you like. I mean, I can't stop you. It's just I know
what
you're not.
Am I eating? Give me a rundown of what all is in this. What
baby backs? I trim some of the excess so they're even. I don't like bulging masses of fat.
Right.
Cherry wood smoke, big green egg. I did 3-2-1 method, which is a little controversial. So it's 3 hours slow smoke, 2 1/4. Then I foil wrap with the Texas crutch. I used butter and I used a little bit of Diet Dr. Pepper to kind of braise liquid. Then I take them out of that, and then we go back on open flame, open the dampers, get a crust on them, better part of 45 minutes, flipping them and basting them a little bit. No sauce, though. Dry rub, braising liquid. I don't like, quote-unquote, sticky ribs. Yeah, I don't need a goddamn sauce. Why do you think I spend all the time with the smoke and the wood and my dry rub? So, you take your time and indulge.
Oh, my God.
Unless you have an opinion on where DeMarcus Cousins is going to end up. And if the ribs are shit and you don't like them, let's have a conversation.
No. I'm turning your mic off.
Yeah, I mean, that's disgusting. Honestly, it's disgusting. That is unbelievable. All right, listen, David, I don't want to take all day on this, but you want to start top down?
Yeah, let's start top down.
Start with the big names. And how many of these am I allowed to tell you I don't know? One or two tops?
Yeah, let's go three tops.
I'll offer you big opinions. All right, go ahead.
Let's go Kawhi Leonard, Toronto. Number one.
I told you Toronto how long ago? Now it comes out, they're the leader in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. I think Kawhi will flirt. I think you'll see him take a meeting or two. I think, secretly, this thing worked out perfectly. I think he goes back to Toronto, and I don't need to spend a lot of time on it. I've felt that way the whole way through. I'll stay with it. It's Toronto. Aha! Next.
Wonder if injuries changed this one, Kevin Durant.
This is one I'm scared of. If I had a confidence level on what I'm about to say to you, I would say a 5. Pre-Achilles blowout, it was a 10. Mm-hmm. I've said for a year, he's going to the Knicks. Rich Kleiman, his agent, is a Knicks super fan. He has been on record saying he wants to buy the Knicks. He is as New York as they come. If you've ever heard his interviews, him and KD spend every waking hour together. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Kleiman got rid of the rest of his client list to just rep KD. And I think this Knicks thing is real. I will still say the New York Knicks, but now with the Achilles tear, I wonder if going back is possible. But I will say tepidly, Knicks.
Hmm. Your favorite guy, Kyrie Irving.
Hell. He will be signing in hell. He is a cancerous, toxic, bad person. I'll avoid calling him names besides those, which he's earned. Kyrie, to me, I still think is headed for Brooklyn. I know the reports are, hey, Brooklyn's worried if they don't get KD and Kyrie, do they sign Kyrie? I don't know what the fuck Brooklyn's doing. They've built this culture of winning. They've really done a nice job with player development. Why would you go out and sign a toxic asshole? I mean, excuse me, retract that. That absolutely slipped out. Why would you sign a guy who's toxic, who's proven he can't be a leader, who's proven he can't be the best player on your team? He ruined the Boston Celtics. He is a Robin to a big-time Batman somewhere. I don't know what the Nets are doing. I don't. But I will still say Kyrie goes to Brooklyn.
Kemba Walker.
Wow. Okay. I don't like this signing. I don't think it's good for Kemba. I don't think it makes good basketball sense. But I truly believe he ends up a Laker.
Wow.
I think the Lakers will find a way to get this done. Mm. They will find. Listen, do you mean to tell me? Now, I know all the reports are Anthony Davis is not going to turn down his $4 million trade kicker. Do you mean to tell me that LeBron and AD were both clutch clients? Now AD's in Los Angeles. If you're LeBron James, how do you not just cut AD a $4 million check? Think about this. What's LeBron worth? Half a bill?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's $4 million versus eating up another $4 million of cap? Or do you mean to tell me they can't land AD a commercial, you know, selling hot dogs for $4 million? I think the Lakers find a way to get it done. I don't think it makes good basketball sense. I don't think they have the right roster to do this. I don't know that Kemba is that type of player where now he becomes this off-ball spot-up shooter, even though he's improved his three-point shooting on spot-up opportunities. I wouldn't do it. If you're the Lakers, I'd be going out and I'd be signing three players instead of just Kemba. But I don't believe going back to Charlotte on a discount is happening. I don't believe it's real. I don't believe Charlotte can present another player to him that's worth having.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say he goes to L.A.
Next up, Klay Thompson.
Stays in Golden State. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. Done. I don't think he's leaving. I think he's a Warrior for life now. I think him and Steph Curry, the Splash Brothers, kind of move back into that we are the franchise, we are the people role. And I think it'll be Day-Day who ends up leaving in a year. But I think he stays for life, signs the Supermax.
First restricted free agent, Porzingis.
Dallas, next.
Jimmy Butler.
Wow. It's another guy that 2 years ago I loved, and I've just soured on him more and more and more. I still believe Butler will go back to Philly. Not that that's the right move. But I don't know who the suitors for Jimmy Butler would be. I don't think it's Boston. I think Boston already tried their hand at the high-attitude player in Kyrie. That didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the Lakers if Kemba goes there. It's not going to be the Nets. I don't think you could possibly bring in Kyrie and Butler. Your arena would burn down. For me, it's Philly. And it's almost like the two sides need each other because Philly is so desperate with what they gave up to get Jimmy and what they gave up to get Tobias. They have to keep one of them. Man, Roberto's disgusting. I just peeked over and looked at him eating. It's so gross.
I hear the breathing in my right ear.
Oh, my God. You hear, like, How are we doing over there, by the way, in the middle of the Jimmy Butler discussion? Are you good?
I can't believe what these would have tasted like right when they were done. These are fantastic out of the microwave.
If we could ever just quit our regular show and do the podcast full time, I could do ribs for you all summer long before each taping. Man. I'm glad you're enjoying.
Excellent.
Well, good. Maybe I'll do a pork shoulder this weekend for you. I'll feed you again.
Let's do it.
All right, you get back to work. It's okay. Just looking over there, it's like a baby dinosaur feasting. It's disgusting. I'll say Butler back to Philly. Unless you've got a different place you think he could land.
I think he could land in Houston. I've been hearing those rumors, but they would have to trade Chris Paul. So there would be a lot more to move before he can sign in
Houston. I don't even know who would take on that contract. Chris Paul's contract it makes Blake Griffin look like a value.
Yes.
Honestly, the only contract I can think of that is objectively worse than Chris Paul's, John Wall. Mm-hmm. And that's because John Wall's dead.
Yes. Next up, Tobias Harris.
I'm gonna pull my first. I have no holy clue. I don't. David, I would love your thought on this. Tobias is a guy I love at 20 mil a year. I don't love as a max player. Now, the problem is the market will dictate his pricing. You got seemingly half the league has a max slot or has space to do something. I really have no clue where Tobias goes, because this comes down to what team will offer to max, and it can't be Philly. I don't know how they would fit Jimmy and Tobias together back. If Tobias takes less, you stay in Philly. But I don't think he takes less.
I don't think he should take
less. So you tell me where Tobias goes. This is a guy I have no read on, and I love Tobias. And I'd love to have him on my team, but I'm not paying that price. There's another guy on this list that's the same principle. I'm sure we'll get to him a little later.
I want to take a moment to talk to you about our good friends over at Coppercraft Distillery in Holland, Michigan. Now, I've said it, and it's so true, guys. If you haven't tried Coppercraft yet, it's worth it just to try it for yourself. Not only because it's a Michigan company, but they're really, really good, too. They've been winning a lot of awards, not only for their straight bourbon whiskey, but also they have plenty of other great products, too. Gin, vodka. Tons of fantastic products, including their canned cocktails as well. You can certainly check those out when you're down at Comerica Park this fall. Don't miss the Coppercraft Distillery Bar up on the right field patio at Comerica Park. You're going to see it right when you walk in. Swing by there, have a drink, and it's a great chance to try Coppercraft Distillery for yourself. Coppercraft Distillery, Holland, Michigan. You can certainly learn more at coppercraftdistillery.com. They're also all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. Coppercraft Distillery, Holland, Michigan. Give Coppercraft a try at your local retailer, your local restaurant, and, of course, at Comerica Park at the Coppercraft Distillery Bar this season.
I think Tobias goes to the Brooklyn Nets. I think they pair up a shooter to go with Kyrie if they get Kyrie. I know they have other shooters in Brooklyn, but why not?
Double max slot.
One? Yeah.
Tobias has no attitude. Team player. Good guy. People like playing with him, like having him in their organization. Okay.
I mean, if you already talked about how Kyrie's not a leader.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but why not give a guy Tobias where he really, not necessarily a leader, but he's not going to be a problem in the locker room.
I feel like the Nets would be better off not bringing in Kyrie. Do everything in your power to keep D'Lo, but whatever. Next.
Chris Middleton.
Milwaukee. I still believe he goes back. I think opting out is a leverage play. I think it's still Milwaukee. They did the Tony Snell deal to clear a little bit of room. I think what's interesting for them is not Middleton. I'd be shocked if Middleton left. I would. The guy that's interesting is restricted. And I think a smart well, here's the key. It's a high-risk, high-reward proposition. It's Malcolm Brogdon.
Yep.
Now, I talked to somebody last week, and the big thing with Brogdon in his mind, someone who works in the league, said, look, everything about him, love him. Team player, can do everything. Pick and roll, no problem. Mm-hmm. Spot up shooter, no problem. Can get to the rim, can involve others, can be a defender of above average capability. Malcolm Brogdon, just a dead nuts, smart ass point guard. He was Milwaukee's second best player in the playoffs. Here's the problem. This is from what I was told. Beyond what's already been reported about, hey, he's got some foot problems, etc., there could be some major red flags there medically with his feet. If somebody throws out a max deal, I think Milwaukee's sunk. And I don't know what the Suns are doing. I don't think the Celtics would do it, but Brogdon, even at 23, 24 a year, I don't mind that. High risk, high reward. But I also, if I'm an Eastern Conference team and I can take Brogdon from Milwaukee and put him on my team, aren't you willing to pay a little more for that just to hurt Milwaukee as well? Brogdon to me is one of the most fascinating free agents out there. So the Middleton thing's a quick answer. I think he stays. Brogdon is the one I think you might see a crazy offer sheet. And remember, these teams that match offer sheets generally lose. When another team like rolls in and like Zach LaVine and the Bulls pay him and Alan Crabb and I don't know. But Brogdon to me is a guy, dude's a winner. He's a hard-nosed player. I love Malcolm Brogdon. I just, again, how bad are the medicals? You know, from what I was told, it gets a little scary. Go ahead.
Nikola Vujovic.
Just call him Vooch. this was the guy I hinted at earlier. A guy that at 20, I love. I sign him all day. A guy at 22 or 23, okay. The problem with Vujovic is the following. I get scared when a guy has his best year in his contract year.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who has never played winning basketball. Orlando has never been a winner. I'm not going to get angry if the Celtics pay him and bring him in as their center. He's a very talented player. I like him quite a bit. But am I maxing him out? No. That is the problem where the marketplace is going to dictate that. And I think somebody's going to max him out. I will tepidly say Boston is where he will end up.
Wow.
I am fearful at the number he's going to get. You can't be in the business of paying Gordon Hayward and Vooch $60 million. Yes. You can't.
Tough.
But that might be the position the Celtics find themselves in. But I will tepidly say Boston for Vooch.
All right, let's go through some quick ones. You got D'Angelo Russell, restricted free agent.
He should be going back to the Nets. But the Nets seem to have moved on with Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo with the Knicks? Do you bring in D'Angelo and KD? Is that your offseason? You know, D'Angelo is close with Romeo Langford, who the Celtics drafted. You could use Boston as a landing spot. He's kind of a Kyrie clone, except for the fact he's matured. He's grown up. The thing that scares me with D'Angelo Russell, he hits some of the most difficult shots in the world. And you wonder about the sustainability of it because there is a difference between getting better or just having a hot run. I don't know, man. I'm going to say with D'Angelo, again, pass. Because I think it's almost like the Celtics have pivoted to the big man focus because of Horford and maybe Terry Rozier's coming back to the family. But I'll pass on D'Angelo, but I would love to see him in a Celtics jersey.
J.J. Redick.
Who the hell's going to line up and pay? Is J.J. at the point in his career where he's made so much money the last couple of years that now he takes the cheap deal to go to the Lakers?
He could.
Would you know, again, David, I see, the problem is he was so bad in the playoffs. You couldn't even play him in the playoffs with Philly. I don't have a good answer for J.J. Redick. I really don't. Well, how about you?
I was going to say the Lakers if they don't get Kemba because he can take the cheaper deal.
Where's Al Horford on this list?
Al Horford. Let's do him next. Dallas. Al Horford.
I think he'll go to Dallas. I think Dallas is the secret team that's offering four at like 112 or whatever it is. I would not have paid Al Horford 4 years. I wouldn't pay him $100 million. I love Al. He's a winner. He's a hard-nosed player. I dig it. But he's also a load management candidate. He's got eternally bad knees, sore knees. He's 33 years old. I wouldn't do it. I'm going to let someone else pay him. I'm okay. He's leaving Boston. I wonder if the Mavs are that team.
And let's end it here with a couple big men. We got DeMarcus Cousins and then Marc Gasol.
DeMarcus, I have no idea because I don't know who's looking for a ball-dominant traditional center. Now, he's not traditional based on he can shoot the three a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He can break you down. He'll take it to the hole. But he is a ball-stopping, ball-dominant center. I don't know who exactly is looking for that. Now, a team that has always coveted centers, seemingly, is also, you know, it's run by Michael Jordan, is the Hornets.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just saying. They've always had an affinity for Drummond. They've always been linked to these big man trades.
Yeah.
You know, do you offer Cousins three at 42, three at 45, and take a shot? But I don't know what quality team is going to look for, a ball-stopping, ball-dominant center.
Mm-hmm.
What team is looking for that? It's not Toronto. It's not the Celtics. It's not, you know, Indiana. They have Miles Turner.
Right.
It's not any of these teams. You go out west. I mean, the Warriors can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers won't be able to do it. The Rockets, they have no money. You know, Denver's got Jokic. Who is it? I really don't have this list of suitors. It's not that I don't like Boogie. It's that I don't know where he fits.
Right. And then Marc Gasol.
Wouldn't he just go back to Toronto?
I would think so.
Wouldn't it be the time in his career? Take a little less. Kawhi stays. Gasol stays. They keep the band together.
Go for it again.
Yeah, go for it one more time. So let's take a second and talk about our sponsor. Big Power is at it again, raising rates. Enough. Don't pay the high rates and increases. Pay yourself. Go solar. Power Home Solar makes it easy to switch to solar by hooking you up with battery storage with your installation. So when these longer days, or what is it, the longest day of the year, whatever the heck it is, well, you're producing more energy than you can use. Now, store it and use it later. Own your power. Don't rent it. Power Home Solar, number one residential solar provider in Michigan, one of the top solar installation companies in the nation. You want to find out if solar is right for you and your home? All you need to do is go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com, or give them a call at 1-800-SOLAR-15 to schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power. Own it with help from Power Home Solar. So last thing this week, and Sully was nice enough to leave his alcohol-induced coma to join us. Roberto, I know you're still full on ribs, but this is very exciting because I think this is one thing that has happened to all of us. I went down the YouTube wormhole, and it was deep, and it was dark, and it took about 30 minutes of my evening.
Oh, that's not even that bad.
No, though. That's bad for me.
I could do like 3 hours.
So, all right, so hold on. I can't speak to anything beyond what I... It doesn't even matter what the subject is. It really doesn't. Like, it could be, I mean, hell, this particular thing was movie speeches of a business nature. Other times it's like ceramic coating on sports cars and like how cool it is when they pour a bucket of concrete on it and it all slides off. Like, so this, like, I don't know what it was. I was flipping channels and, you know, you see a movie and a quote and then I'm like, oh, damn, that reminds me of Wolf of Wall Street. So I queued up. You know, I knock this mother, and I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, oh, Glengarry Glen Ross, and
yeah.
You know, coffees for closers. And then dude, I couldn't stop. Do you know people have curated lists, not just movie lists or best scenes or best speech, best business speeches? Because like I love those movies.
I'm trying to think of
Boiler Room. All right,
so you have like
Wall Street.
Wall Street is good. Great.
Okay, Greed is good.
Yes.
Blue Endicott loves, what is it, Horseshoe Steel or whatever it is.
So
Teldar. Listen. Teldar. But like, I went down this wormhole so bad. And I sat there and I'm going, all right, this has had to have happened to everybody. I wanted to ask. And I don't care. You don't have to, you know, even have to tell me the subject matter if you're embarrassed. Like if Sully was doing a bunch of research on rubber hoses or something. His business. The movie one kills me. But I also do it with, like, sports highlights, like, geek out research on certain things, like, whether it's, you know, like, you ever watch the show Top Gear? Oh,
yeah.
Please. I mean, I'll get lost in that deal. But this was business speeches, and it went from Wolf of Wall Street to Glengarry Glen Ross to Boiler Room to Wall Street. I gotta go to sleep. This is ridiculous. Like, I can't stay up any longer. This is crazy.
That would make me want to watch the whole movies, though.
I'm not going to say that it didn't, and I was almost ready to queue up Glengarry Glen Ross yesterday. But then I started watching a new Netflix series that made me nauseous and want to punch myself in the face.
What is that?
When They See Us.
I have not started it yet.
It's all about the Central Park Five. Mm. And it will make you utterly hate. I want to be careful. Well, wait, it's the podcast. I don't have to. It will momentarily make you hate this country. It will make you hate the plight of African Americans in this country for so long. It will show you how brutally unfair the justice system has been, and it will make you want to scream and cry at the same time. And I'm only through two episodes. So yeah, I avoided laughing at Alec Baldwin saying coffee's for closers, you call yourself a salesperson, you're shit. And I went with When They See Us, and I wanted to cry and scream at the same time.
It's rough, I heard. That's why I'm not ready yet.
It is, as one review coined it, it is brutal but necessary viewing. Brutal but necessary viewing. I know Sully will want no part of it. He's only watching things with boobies in it. This is a
I'm trying to get into Chernobyl. That's the one I've been trying to get into. I just got to try about some more time.
This makes Chernobyl look like Barney the Dinosaur. Because Chernobyl is telling you something that is long ago and somewhere else, and it's this man-made problem, like nuclear power, and it shows you, well, it's easy to vilify the Russians, right? This is difficult because we have to vilify us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to vilify white America. We have to vilify our justice system. This happened in New York. This didn't happen in the 40s or 50s or 60s. It was 1989-90.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those look in the mirror programs, and man, you feel like you're looking at an asshole. But like, I didn't do it, but I still feel like, holy shit, I can't believe this. Just watch it. You're not going to feel good about it. Don't do it on a date night. This is not one of these programs you watch where you're like, hey, this is going to be sexy time. It's awful. And I could only do two. I will get to episode three, but I'm telling you, the courtroom scene, I was having an anxiety attack.
How many episodes are there?
I don't know. And I don't know how many more I can handle.
I think there's four, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you, the first two, it's unbelievable. And I know it's not a great sales pitch, but I tend to not, like I don't put blinders on or put my fingers in my ears and go la, la, la. Like, I kind of like looking at the uncomfortable and the problems. And, you know, as a radio show, we've always talked about race, and I've never hid from it. And people attack me because it's like, oh, well, why can't black people get over? No, black people don't have to get over anything. This country has been despicable with its race relations. And newsflash, it still is despicable. So, no, just watch it. I don't know. Roberto's probably like, no way, no how.
But. Oh, I will get to it.
Good.
I will get to it. When I'm off the next couple days. When I come back, if I'm growling at everyone, you'll know why.
No, David, it's David, you know what it is? It's fabulously painful.
Yes.
And you watch it, and it's excruciating knowing that this is real, that this happened, that this country, this justice system, and primarily white people could act this way. Oh, and it mixes in political and politics and how that plays a role in the justice system where it has no bearing.
Yep.
It's brutal. All right, so YouTube wormholes. Can we get back into it?
Yeah.
David, give me the wormhole you went down.
I was actually in a wormhole last week. And Roberto probably...
That is no way to talk about your wife.
Stop it. No, Roberto probably saw this movie because we talked about it when it came out on BET, but it was the Bobby Brown story I was watching.
Oh, yeah.
So that led me to getting on YouTube to seeing his music videos and then his interviews with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, when movies like that come out, I always find myself going on YouTube saying, I want to see the real of what they're referencing.
Yes.
I want to see the real footage.
So I watched part one of that movie, and I was probably down the YouTube wormhole because of it. Probably till about 2 a.m. that night.
But didn't Bobby Brown only have two songs?
No.
He had My Prerogative and what else?
He had...
Don't Be Cruel,
yes.
Rock With Ya, Roni, yes. Every Rock Little Step. You.
Every Little
Humping
Step.
Humping Around.
Oh, you're right. Humping Around. You're right. How about that? All right, so you went down the Bobby Brown Express.
All the music videos, all his interviews, yes.
All right, Sully, YouTube wormhole that claimed you most recently.
Yeah, it was a sports one, and I was watching, I think it was like the top 10 passes of the season in the NFL, and the next thing I know, I don't even know how I got there, I'm watching Peyton Manning's top 50 rushing stats of all time.
Oh,
and Peyton Manning never ran the ball, so I'm watching Peyton Manning's top 50 rushes of all time, which are like quarterback sneaks, and I got halfway through it, and I'm thinking, like, what? Why am I watching just,
where
like,
is my life at?
Why am I watching a bunch of quarterback sneaks and, for no reason?
Holy shit. Now, can you imagine the guy who put that together? Where's your life at to find his top 50 rushes, then curate this like list and find the video evidence of it and then video edit it?
Mm.
What?
He never ran the ball. The best one was like some fake bootleg and he got the corner of the end zone for like a 2-yard run.
It probably took him 5 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
That ain't no joke. Roberto, your YouTube wormhole that most recently
claimed. It's still going on today and probably since mid last week and up till today.
Come on.
I'm going to give you two names.
Okay.
Jimmy Henchman.
Oh, Jesus.
Haitian Jack.
Tupac.
Yes.
Go ahead. Why did this happen?
I want to know as much as I can find out about that 1994 studio shooting. And there's some original footage. There's news footage. I can just watch it over and over again where the police have everyone detained. And all of a sudden you see Puffy right there. And then Biggie walks out. And then, you know, you read about all the people that were at the studio that night. I mean, it was like a who's who of the rap business was there. Funny. Those guys were wearing a lot of jewelry. They didn't get robbed. So
yeah, but it was East versus West.
Right.
He was a West Coast rapper in the heart of New York at the studio. You don't think he put himself in danger?
Probably. And he was carrying a gun. And, you know, yeah, and that's the other theory.
They all were carrying a gun.
Well, the other theory was that... those guys weren't there to shoot him at all. They were just there to rob him and, quote, discipline him for some things he was saying in the press about Haitian Jack. So, and then it turns out that...
How long was this YouTube wormhole?
It's still going on. A lot of theories say that Tupac, when he reached for his gun, actually shot himself in the groin.
Well, he did get shot in the nuts, didn't he?
He shot himself going for his weapon, what the theory is.
Plausible.
Yeah.
How much time have you wasted on this reinvestigation of Tupac Shakur?
Hours.
Oh, my God.
No. It's been a year. We talked about this last year.
Yeah, every 6 months, I bring it back up again, and I'm so fascinated by it.
Yeah, because you have a theory that you're not allowed to say on this podcast because you'll get sued, but I know what your theory is as to who killed Tupac.
Right.
So you don't say it. I mean, I don't know how you legally can say it without, like, are you allowed? Well, no, you can't.
No,
even.
I don't even want to say it for non-legal reasons.
Yeah, don't. Because
I don't want to say it for life reasons.
Yeah, because somebody's going to fly out and pop you while you're buying
He got kids. He needs to be here for his kids.
But I'm fascinated by that stuff, man.
Well, like, what new has come out? Has anything ever, like, what new info would there be?
Yeah, within the last 10 years, because the statute of limitations was over, so now guys were coming forward. A guy that was in prison said that he was hired by Jimmy Henchman to commit this robbery.
But I tell you what I can't stand. If another person tells me Tupac's alive and living in Africa, my head is going to explode.
It's so dumb.
Okay, he's not living in Africa. He's living in the Bahamas. Oh, he is alive,
though. Stop it.
I know.
He's right there in the Caribbean right now.
You don't believe that.
Yes, I do. I've been believing that since he died.
Why do you believe
that? They had no public funeral or viewing for him. No one ever, I don't think.
No photos.
There's a report of any photos of him in the hospital at all. That man is alive and living his life in the Caribbean.
I'm totally with David on that. Totally.
Are you serious?
He rapped about stuff. Rapped about the Broncos winning the Super Bowl. He rapped about stuff after he died that the tapes got released of stuff that happened after he died.
He was prophetic.
Plus, the Machiavelli stuff, too, with, you know, all he did was preach.
That was so weird.
Preach, you know, faking your own death to get away from stuff. And then he did that.
He's alive. But you mean to tell me. In a day and age where they could trace someone passing gas in an elevator,
right.
You mean to tell me that somehow Tupac Shakur, a heavily tattooed black man who was an international superstar of hip-hop, somehow just faded away to working at a daiquiri shop in Nassau?
Why was it so easy for him to get away from Suge Knight then? I think dying is the only way you get away from him.
Dying is? No, he's in the Caribbean. No. And his mom knew, but now she's gone.
Didn't she kind of admit it in an interview?
She did kind of admit it. Yes, she did. That man is roaming the earth.
Imagine how crazy it would be if he just came back for Lollapalooza or Bonnaroo or some crazy concert. People would lose their mind.
I would lose my mind. Because I would be proven correct.
I give up on this. I just don't believe in any of it. I'm sorry. He's dead. He's got to be dead. Like, he has to be dead.
Nope.
Right. Then because, all my research is for nothing then.
But I'd also be angry if he were alive because he robbed us of 20 years of music.
Right.
Well, the music industry's changed, you're right. So
I'm
he
selfish.
Wouldn't be it wouldn't be the same.
There's nobody who could release a track today like Hit 'Em Up.
Oh no. You're
it's
right.
Not even possible.
That.
And then you pivot back with Dear Mama? What are you kidding me?
Maybe Meek Mill.
Okay, all right. You know, that's enough.
All right, thanks for listening as always. Subscribe, review, rate, radio.com, iTunes. Not even Roberto is subscribed yet. Will you please take care of that,
all
Roberto?
Right.
And we'll get to you next week on Always Aggravated.